Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today on our show, we have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Hi, Johnny.
Our guest today is the founder of Metaphysical Christianity and serves nationally as a Christian clairvoyant, Sunshine Frost. How are you doing, Sunshine?
Hi, Sunshine.
Hi, Johnny. Hello, Miss Barbara. It's so good to be back on your guys' show. I love this program. Thank you for letting me come back.
Oh, of course, one of our favorite guests of all time. And we're so glad that you're here today. Like I said before we went on air, I was telling Johnny how calm I felt, and I was looking out on my nice patio. I, you know, gardened, and then I have this hummingbird that is a windmill, and it was gently flowing, just like letting the rays of, and right then Johnny goes, "Sunshine's on," and I am not kidding. So isn't that crazy? I mean, I don't know what you call it. Like, what do you call it? You're one of the best psychics around. Why did that just happen?
Synchronicity, Barbara. Everything in life that we think is a coincidence is almost always angels, guides, communicating to us the beauty of the afterlife and that we're being guided on our path. And synchronicity is like looking at the clock, Barbara. Have you ever looked at the clock at a certain time and you see a consistently the same number over and over, or a special date on the clock? Or
it's been happening often, regularly, in different numbers, but like always the number 10. And then when I think, oh, Dad, it seems like it's probably your birthday, and it was really late, and we looked, and it was exactly midnight. And it's just things like that all the time happen.
Yeah, you know, that's your intuition that's really sharing that with you. What about you, Johnny? Have you had that situation yourself?
I've had things like that, you know, and I guess the reason this sort of ties into what I was going to say, because being that this is, you know, January, you know, the beginning of the year, and you know, that we're, and it is normal, I think, you know, whenever it's the end of the year, that people start asking questions to people like you, because they set up these New Year's resolutions, and they say, this is the year that I'm going to do such and such, you know. And before, when we scheduled you, Barbara said that we each wanted to ask you a question before we took the calls. Isn't that right, Barbara?
Yes.
But I thought you were going to let her know in advance, and
That's when
you're sitting down, like 10 seconds before we went on air, I'm like, oh my God, you didn't tell her our questions yet? So you had really no time to ponder at all. So I don't know if that's good or bad, or it doesn't matter, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I usually read for people. So I do a show now in the mornings. It's called Good Morning Sunshine, and it airs on TikTok from 7 to 10 p.m. Pacific. So it's kind of like for the daytime moms and people that are home during the day, or maybe catching that little mid-morning break. Yeah, so I do a show called Good Morning Sunshine. You know, my show has aired at night for the last 7 years.
And I'm always
called Good Morning Sunshine.
It's called Good Morning Sunshine.
It's
an inspirational little show. So we always do like some good morning messages, inspiration. And then we do, of course, some calls or live readings. And so I never get to ponder, like you were saying, Ms. Barbara, I never get to ponder. I just never think about the questions, because it's not really me answering them. I tune in to your spirit team, which is your angel, God, of course, the Holy Spirit, to guide me in the answers. So I just tune my, it's like having an antenna that I just reach up and pull my antenna up into the universal consciousness, and I pick up those messages from the other side.
Wow. Well, I just love talking to you, because just having the conversations with you then makes me think, I have been tuned in. I'm getting more tuned up, or tuned as a person who's sensitive. All these things, serendipity, little things are happening. So, and I consciously want to be tuned in too. So not that I am psychic or want to be that, but we all have that, and to be able to tap into it more, just help you throughout your whole day, or don't take a step on that road, or, you know, just like really try to, but don't psych yourself out too much, you know, and wonder.
I know that everybody.
What was that?
Everybody has that intuition. We were born with it as babies, but through our conditioning and our upbringing, we're kind of told that maybe that's not real, or that's not possible, or that's evil, or we shouldn't talk to, you know, guides or angels, or, you know, there's a lot of conditioning, right, Miss Barbara, right, Johnny? There's a lot of conditioning, and so we lose that gift. Usually between 6 and 8 years old, I see children stop believing in the magic of intuition, stop interacting with what they consider to be spiritual guides or angels or loved ones, or grandma doesn't visit me anymore. So I see that change between 6 and 9 years old. We kind of lose our ability to communicate with the heavenly realms that we were connected to when we were born.
Would you call it spirituality? The spirituality in a home, but a lot of the homes, they go strong Christian, and then they have their own rules, and oh my gosh, you can do so much with the Bible and change it so many ways to fit your life. You really can. I just want to go with, like, okay, I love Jesus. I am a Christian.
But look
at how Jesus is. A Christian means Christ-like, and wasn't he the most spiritual person, doing the most amazing things that are, like, it's hard to prove these things, but they are happening.
It's amazing.
Documentaries about it, lots of them.
Yeah, it's amazing that you're saying this, Miss Barb, because, you know, you guys haven't seen me in a while. I actually opened a spiritual unchurch, which meets every Sunday, and we talk about the 13-fold path of Jesus and how we study the information of his lost years when he was in India. We study the difference between being a Biblican, someone that thumps the Bible and has a lot of judgment, and also the path of Jesus that was very unconditional, accepting, and loving. So we actually try to walk in, teach, and love on everybody. Our religion is love, and we use Jesus as our teacher and our guru, and we really have learned so much more by believing as Jesus rather than just believing in him. So I think it's really fun. I have so many spiritual people. I have Wiccans, Buddhists, Hindus. They all come, and we come to our service every Sunday at 4 p.m. It's completely free, and you can actually get the link on my website if anybody's interested.
On your website, do you show it, or is this Facebook? Because actually, I do know that you
on
did
my
that.
Website.
I know that you
yeah, on my website.
That because I follow you, by the way, and Life Left for Happiness, we follow you. And so I noticed, and so it's so good to hear that it's flourishing, and you have a lot of members, and it's going great. So,
we just make everybody feel comfortable. I'm like, you know, you may be Mormon, you may be Christian, you may be gay or straight, you may be spiritual or Gnostic, maybe not sure. Maybe you felt judged and you felt left out. And so our whole purpose is to just bring that love. The love is all that matters in the end, is the love and the faith, and try to increase. So it's called it's the prophetic uplift, because I am a prophetic evangelist. So I do evangelize the good news that everybody is part of God's plan. Nobody's outside of it. And that's what just keeps us doing these live shows. I think they're great. We need more hope. We need more love in the world.
Well, I know you love Jesus. And it's important when you share people out there too, let them know that you are loving Jesus and love his teachings, and because I know that about you. And that helped me get through to my mother. You, Sunshine Frost, helped me before she died to open up spiritually. And the few days before her death, she's like, Barbara, right behind you, I saw the ghost again, the spirit. And it made her feel so good because she said in the Bible, it says that you may see your angels and they're coming. And she felt so good, and she was not afraid of death. She just knew that where she was going. Yes. But she also, it opened her to see the ghosts, and she saw them like 2 times, and I have chills all over me right now. And I turned around, well, you know, I didn't see them, but my they were like my back. I'm sitting on her bed every night, my daughter and I.
And right.
Yeah, and so she was able to open up. And then now I even feel her. She speaks to me in a certain direction in my little home here.
Left here. Yeah.
And but is that a direction thing too? Because I feel her when I'm facing a certain corner looking up, that direction is where I talk to my mother.
Usually,
and I love seeing colors.
To be honest, yeah. So usually, so first of all, I want to comment a couple of things on this, Miss Barb, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
The first one is that we have all lived and died many times. And I also teach the path of the Buddha as well, not as a religion, but as a lifestyle. So I teach the teachings of Jesus for our heart. Jesus purified the heart. But Buddha is a purified sage for the mind. So Buddha does for our mind what Jesus does in our heart, and then God does in the spirit. So we teach a very large threefold path that includes everybody. And we believe that we are spirit beings. Yeah, go ahead, Johnny.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I mean, I would like to see you, because we talked before the show that Barb had a question for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to answer that in just a second.
Oh, Johnny,
so, Miss Barbara.
Oh, he's so sweet. No,
yeah,
take the floor, please. And we have an hour here. Thank you, Johnny. But, yeah, let her do her flow. Yeah, go ahead.
So we teach on everything, but we mostly teach that we're spiritual beings occupying a human body. We're not actually just humans, right? We're light beings. We're spirit beings that's in a life, in a body right now.
I love
so
that.
So death is really just a temporary condition. When you cross, which you know, I've actually had a near-death experience. I did die of an overdose when I was 17 and came back from that overdose with more amazing gifts than I could ever count. And yeah. I constantly give people the joy of knowing that death is not the end, but it is just the beginning. And I volunteer with hospice. I volunteer at senior centers. I do free readings with seniors to let them know who is waiting for them on the other side and to not be afraid of cancer or death or disease, that we do have these angels. Like you said, your mom was seeing this whole spiritual team, you know, maybe angels, guides, loved ones, kind of people get closer to crossing over. Their vision is not obstructed, so they can see the unseen world that's really always around us, but we just can't see it.
They want
so
to see it. They want to when they're on their deathbed, because they,
yeah.
You know what, I see this change, though. There are parents and, okay, well, oh, psychics, that's not what our church believes in, and it was kind of like that. Well, I don't want, you know, I like it, but I don't really want everybody to know I do, so no thanks. But to when they're dying and they're like, you know what, I want to know. I want to get in touch. I want to still talk to my daughter. I want to still.
Yes.
But is it all love? So when they look down at us, are they just feeling complete love, even no matter what we
yes.
do?
Yes. 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 We're here to learn. Well, we're here to learn, and this is a school, and we were with God for thousands of years before we came here, and each of us chose a path that would give us a lot of learnings and a lot of and teach others. And so some people chose different life paths. Some are very easy, while some are very difficult. And, you know, say you take on a level 7 life path, Miss Barbara, you're going to have, you know, abuse in the childhood, abandonment, rejection, and maybe even physical disease or suffering, because it's a harder life path because you want more spiritual progression. You want to go back and know that you leveled up. That's where the term leveling up came from. You know, it was a spiritual ascension of the energy. But
we
were talking about
learn.
Your mom.
Yeah,
okay. That's why we're here. We're here to
okay,
learn.
But also, before, thank you and wanting to talk about my mom for a moment, but will we be able to talk about this kind of thing on Good Morning Sunshine on
yes.
TikTok, is
yes.
what, and people ask you questions and you answer, or I don't know how it works.
Oh, yes.
I'm on TikTok
yeah.
now, so I would love to
yeah.
tune in. What time again?
Okay.
What
so
time?
So I usually go on at 8 p.m. Pacific, which is 11 on the East Coast. And then I usually run for 2 hours in the morning. And then I usually do a secondary show from 3 to 5, which today I didn't because I was booked up with readings and coachings and healings. So today I was booked up, but tomorrow I will be back on for the morning.
Okay, that's okay. You get an alert. Just so everybody follow Sunshine Smash on TikTok. Set your alerts so you know when she's going to go live.
So
and,
there's about 61 fake pages. I want to be very careful to tell you.
Yes.
My name on TikTok is Spirit Dr. Spirit Doctor Sunshine Frost, and my following is 100,000, 109,000, 110,000.
Wow.
So make sure that you're following the real page. I have over 100,000 followers. There's a lot of fake pages that if you join them, they will contact you, tell you that I want to read for you. You'll end up getting swindled out of your money. So please, please go to the real page, Spirit DR Sunshine Frost.
Okay.
Sunshine Frost. And make sure you go to my real website, sunshinefrost.com. If you have any questions about how to book a reading, a healing, or you need someone to pray with you or to do coaching with you, go to the website, and there's only one website. There's about 1,000 reviews online right now for me. They're all 5 stars. My website is sunshinefrost.com.
Okay, great. So that's really the base. And just go there if you have any questions. All right. Okay, Johnny?
So are you ready?
No. Hello.
Yes, I'm ready.
Sunshine
I just want to know your guys.
Sunshine Frost wanted to say something about my mother, and I'm not going to forget that. And I value my time with Sunshine Frost, and so she offered, Johnny, let her just answer one more thing. I mean, just tell us one more thing.
Sure.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So I wanted to say that your mom does come to visit you, and what I normally see, Miss Barbara, is actually usually up in the top left corner of a room. It's almost always the left corner of the room. I don't know why that is, but spirit always comes through the left side ear as well. So most people that begin to awaken to their gifts hear spirit on the left side. It's our receiving side of our head.
Okay, so are we facing north then? Because we have to, you know, it depends what wall we're facing.
So it's almost always that the door is going to be on the right. Your back is to the wall behind you. It would be the upper left as you're looking at the wall.
You are right. Oh, my gosh. That is exactly where she comes through to me. I have chills again, this time all over my legs.
Yeah. She's with you, and she wants you to know that she suffered a lot before she passed. She really went through a lot of suffering.
Oh,
it was very hard for you to watch. It was very emotional for you. You're a very strong person. You've got that really strong, warm fire. But watching her suffer was very difficult, and it put sort of almost a fear into you at one point. So she wants to tell you that she is fine and that she can eat, that she can walk, that she can sing, that she's with her mother and father. And is there a sister on the other side with her?
No, her sister is here alive, an older sister, but she is, and she is with her mom and with her dad, who she was always talking about, I get to be with these people who were in my life. Yes, and she lost her dad. I watched her suffer for 5 hours. Because her lungs were closing and no oxygen would help. Mm-hmm. And that is like suffocating. And I watched
it. Was very hard.
She could only have her morphine. But that nurse was right there on the second dot when she could have that morphine. And I'm just like, give it to her more. And it was just me, Don, her husband, and my daughter sitting kind of back. I held my mother's hand and I saw the blood leave from her fingers, the warmth leave her hand as it, and I watched it go all the way up, and she was gone, and I looked up, and she was hovering over already, and she was fine, and I was strong, I mean, but God
you
put
were
me
very
there.
Strong.
It was spring break, we were just there visiting, and she deteriorated 8 days later, and they wanted me to go on an airplane. I can't say goodbye to my mom knowing I'm never going to see her again. It was emotional. It was horrible. God made it happen. I was in the shower that morning, and
they needed you so much.
They didn't want
they
me.
Needed you
they,
because,
they had it all planned
no.
to be alone while she died. She had 6 years, you know, and they knew it was inevitable.
Yes.
But it's like they weren't planning on Barbara and Priscilla to be there. And I said, Mother, I am your daughter. I came out of you. And that she
yes.
came out of me. We need to be by your side. I will not leave you. Oh, my gosh. And they actually, no, Barbara, you know, you have a plane ride in 2 days back. Priscilla has to be back at school. I am telling you, I didn't know what to do because, I mean, they're the boss, and I'm at their house. You know, I mean, you don't know. That's the way it is. So I was in the shower. And
everything
and
lined
he,
up the way it was
he
supposed
took her
to.
That, right then, I got out of the shower. Okay, I just want to tell you, though, Sunshine, one more second. I prayed to Jesus, and this feeling of dread lifted off of me with the water flowing down
mm-hmm.
me. I got out and Mom said a text downstairs, Barbara, come up. We called 911. I'm going to the hospital. And we all knew when that happened, that's when it was that over. No, okay. So God did that, Sunshine. God did that for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Wow. Thank you for talking to me about it. And wow, so she, and you know what? It haunted me for 6 months. I'd wake up and tears would literally
yes.
spurt out.
I was going to say, she
eyes.
Tried to come to you in dreams. That's what I was just going to say. She tried to make contact with you, but you saw death in the face, and that traumatizes a lot of people because when the person you know as your mom just becomes the body, it's very traumatic for the person that is with those people that cross. It's a special gift. To be with a person that's dying, it's not easy because it reminds us of our own mortality and can cause a lot of fears and panics. But always your loved ones do try to come to you through your sleep state. When your consciousness is asleep, they can make better connection with you in your subconscious mind when you're sleeping. But you were so grieving her death. And so she could not come to you. Every time she tried, you would wake up in tears. That's what she said. You would grieve again and again and again. And
how
she said it was a hard process.
When they see that, I mean, would they feel bad if you woke up happy right afterwards? You know, I mean,
yes,
how do
they
feel?
They want you to be happy. They want you to be happy. But you have your own guides. So everybody on Earth has angels protecting them, and they have spirit guides that are protecting them. So, for instance, when your mom tried to come to you, and every time she came, it would make you cry. Your guides would then tell her you can't come to her until she raises her energy vibration. When she's happier, when she's more well-rested, when she's further in her grief, then you can come back to her. So a lot of people call me because they say, well, my mother, my father has died, and they haven't reached out to me. And I look at them, and their energy field is only 3 feet around them, and I go, well, you're still grieving so much that your angels are not going to let that person make contact with you being this low of an energy, because when spirit connects to us, it drains our physical energy because we're like a human battery to spirit. That's not their fault. It's just that they're in a much higher realm of frequency and we're in a lower realm. So for them to manifest in the physical world, they have to use humans as batteries.
That makes so
your
much
angels,
sense.
Yeah,
now,
so that's why when I channel, I lose, you know, I've lost a lot of weight since I've been doing this professionally. I, you know, you have to be careful how many readings you do. You need to eat right, exercise the whole nine yards, or you see a lot of mediums and psychics who get really sick in their older years. They get a lot of, I see tons of this autoimmune diseases, right? Fibromyalgia, they usually have weight issues. They get migraine headaches, joint problems, because they use their physical body for so long to help other people that their own auric field got drained, and so disease or sickness or autoimmune issues could get in there. And so it's important. I teach the four pillars of intuition to all my mediums and people that I train. Is the four pillars is about keeping yourself healthy spiritually and physically.
Everybody.
You know, but
now, do you
everybody,
see
especially those that channelers need it, you know, channelers and healers need it twice as much.
Taking it all in. They're taking it too.
Yes.
And they must find a way to, well, like you said, not do too many, but some take it all in, and they're feeling that.
They don't clear their energy. They don't know quite how to clear their energy. Maybe they don't know how to disconnect from a really grieving client. someone lost a child. I do readings for St. Jude's, so I work with a lot of grieving parents that have lost children to childhood cancers. I do those readings for free. They're part of my just ministry. I just do them completely for free to anybody who's lost a child to childhood cancers.
You're doing it.
But
just
it's a lot of grief, so you have to be careful how much.
By the way, you are gorgeous. You have, I mean, I want to say you are a hot person. I mean, you have the cutest figure, long blonde hair. You have all this energy, but you know how to use it. You know what to take in. And, I mean, you really have it down, and it's like you are sunshine. It's your real name, and you are a ray of sunshine, and you make people feel good. So I am so glad you have a good morning sunshine show now on TikTok. I'm going to tune in. I love TikTok. And but Johnny keeps saying he wants this or, like, I hear him. Well. So, okay, Johnny.
No, it's just that you had asked about music, and I wanted to see if sunshine could answer that.
Well, you could go first, Johnny. She spent a lot of time with me. Whatever you want to do.
Thank you.
Sunshine.
Oh, you're okay with me getting my reading now? Or?
Of course.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you see an improvement in money?
So, Johnny, can I get your age and your sign, please?
I am 51 years old. I am a Gemini, May 28, 1972.
Okay, 51 Gemini. And what's your question, love?
Do you see me actually doing something in the next year that will allow me to make money instead of, you know, just networking?
Yes, I do. And I actually see you signing a contract in at the end of February into March. And I see you doing a partnership with two different people that are going to go, they're kind of going to blow up. They're going to be like Roman candles. They're going to really give you a lot of following. They're going to include you in a lot. And through their there's something about advertising. I don't know what this is. It almost feels like you're going to start a channel or a page, or you're going to promote somebody and they're going to blow up. And then probably me, but it could be anybody. I don't know. I don't see myself necessarily in the promo.
Yay, I love that.
It could be.
I was thinking that too.
Right. Well, you are on my Roku channel, Sunshine, and wow.
Yeah, definitely. So what I see is you getting these advertising royalties, and every time you air one of the shows, you're getting advertiser royalties, and you're also getting royalties for organizing this channel and this station. So I do see you signing some contracts in late February, early March, but I see you starting to make money around July. So don't expect the money to come right away.
Okay.
This is a buildership process. But, yes, I do see you starting to get small monthly. It's like royalty-type checks starting around July and making a little bit of money until the end of the year. And then next year is going to be even more. So I do see it starting and moving upwards, Johnny.
All right. Well, would you like to take a call now?
I would love to.
Okay. Wendy, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Oh, my gosh, Johnny. Oh, Johnny.
Thank you,
Johnny.
I'm sorry about that. I said the wrong name.
And Barbara.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Hi, Miss Wendy.
Hi, so wonderful to speak to all of you.
Thank you so much. How can I help you, today, love?
Well, I recently got my first mortgage loan approved, even though I'm 72. And his name is Brandon. He's from a very highly recognized mortgage lender. I Googled the top, and he was with the company. And I reached out to a realtor. Her name is Geneva, and she seems very professional. And she's going to do a Zoom call with me tomorrow from 9 to 10. So I'm not sure that Brandon, the loan man, was trying to recommend that I go through a mortgage lender that is affiliated with her company, Rocket Mortgage. But will I end up buying a home within the next year? And will Geneva help me, or will Brandon say that my best bet is to go through a Rocket Mortgage realtor?
Great question. Okay, so number one, you will get a home this year. In fact, you'll have it before the snow falls. So this is like May, June, so it's not going to be long at all. And you're going to find the home almost a month before you do the paperwork. So I actually see you finding a home fairly quickly. I don't see this not even close to a year. I see this moving much quicker than that, Miss Wendy. I think by the end of March, you will have found a house. Between March and April, you'll find the one you want. One of them is going to fall through. So there's going to be two houses that you're going to love. One of them is going to fall through. Don't be alarmed. It's okay. There'll be a second one that comes along. The second one will be the one that accepts your offer. And it will be with Geneva. You do not need to get another Rocket Mortgage realtor. That doesn't really matter who your realtor or who your mortgage company is. They have to work together by law. It's not necessary to do one or the other. They just probably promote it that way. But I think Geneva is a good fit. I think she's willing to listen to you. I think you're going to have a great business virtual meeting with her tomorrow, and you'll know more. But, yeah, I see you getting into this house in the summertime this year.
That sounds exciting. And will I like the second house as much or even more than that first house that falls through?
You will. You're going to like both of them. You're going to make an offer, I feel like, on both. But the first one, I think, is going to be an outbid. There's something about that house that's not going to be – I don't know if it's the neighbors. It's a good thing you don't get it. But, again, make your offers. I wouldn't change your path at all. Just don't be upset if for some reason the first one falls through and you go with the second one. Just don't be discouraged, okay?
Okay. And also, unfortunately – I have tinnitus, and I'm a humanitarian, so I'm saying this for the benefit of other people. I research online, and a lot of people say that there's no cure. Well, there are options available. There is a brand new FDA-approved item called Lanier, L-E-N-I-R-E, rather pricey, but that apparently is amazing and an FDA approved. I might try that. There's also a wristband that is a lot less expensive that is supposed to help. So will I find help for my tinnitus, and will it go away?
Have you tried minerals?
No, I have not.
Because a lot of sometimes this is a spiritual thing. If it happens mostly on the left side with a lot of ringing in the ears, everybody that goes through spiritual awakening or has angels or guides trying to speak to them, they always speak in what feels like high-pitched squealing or bell sounds. Ringing in the ears is very common. But I have found that with my Arabic medicine friends, they all use minerals to treat the nerve endings in the inner ear.
Oh,
so
I wish
do
I knew
feel
what
like you're going to get some relief. Look it up. It's pretty easy. I don't have it off the top of my head, and I would be very scary to give medical advice over a program. But I would definitely – you could always get a – I have these healing readings. So you can do a healing reading if you want more details on that. But I know minerals, lacking of minerals, can increase that by about 70%.
Oh, my goodness. I've heard ginkgo biloba might be helpful.
Yeah, there's a lot. They treated that for thousands of years before the FDA approved anything. So I always say go back to nature as much as possible and get right with the land. It'll heal you in so many ways. Thank you, Miss Wendy.
Thank you,
well,
Wendy.
Thank you.
It was so good to hear your voice too, Wendy, and such great news and a great reading. And I love that Wendy always calls for you Sunshine Frost.
I know she does. I love
we
that.
Have a lot of callers, though. We have like 13
okay, let's do it.
Waiting. So just to let you know.
Let's do one question. Remember,
one question
at a time, please. And can we please have your age and your sign just before we get started? I do want your age and your sign, please.
Okay. Perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
By the way, I'm sorry I said the wrong name a moment ago.
It's okay.
It's okay.
All right.
It becomes a habit for
Sandy,
like our Friday show. But it's Tuesday.
You're live on the air with Sunshine Frost.
Oh, good.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name, hon?
Hi. Hi. My name is Sandy, and I'm 69.
Hi,
Hi. I'm 69, and I'm a Cancerian.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah. So I was hearing you talk to other people about what we sign up for before we come here. Well, I'd like to take back that contract because it's too hard.
it's very hard.
It's
very hard.
I've had a disease for 32 years, and I've had to go back to work at almost 70 to live, and I'm really not making it. Sorry. I was wondering if you see if I'm going to lose my home. I just bounced my gas and electric. I have no idea.
So there's a couple things happening here, Ms. Sandy. Number one, I want to say that I'm sorry that you're going through this, that we are all sending you a lot of light and love. And I also want to talk about, I feel like, have you reached out to the public assistance in your community? Have you been to the office for cash aid for homes or anything that would help you with this? Anything that would help you?
After my divorce, and I'm just afraid I'm going to lose it.
I don't see you losing the house. I just don't see you losing the house. I see them being willing to work with you a little bit. Have you thought about taking on a roommate?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I've had two in the past, and I've had the place advertised for 7 months. And I've only had like two bites, and I don't get it. I don't know what's happened.
So let's make another ad and make sure you price it about $100 less than what you have it for right now.
Okay.
Okay. Put another ad out because I do see another roommate. I see you have two other rooms. You have a three-bedroom?
No, two. Two bedrooms.
Two bedrooms, okay. So I see another female roommate that is in a similar circumstance that will be able to help you, and you will be able to keep the house. Just where are you advertising this at, hon?
Marketplace, and then it's called Nurses Finders or something like that. We're traveling.
So I would go. I'd reach out to the senior center in your area. There's probably three or four senior centers around you. And I would also locally advertise with senior communities, senior centers, anywhere where, you know, somebody that would be a good match for you might be at, okay? But I would re-advertise, and I don't want you to live in fear, and I did feel the sickness. Now, do you have the two boys?
No. Well, I have three grandsons. My daughter has two boys, and she's been staying with me.
Okay, because I see two boys around you, and you have the daughter. So what children did you have? How many children do you have?
Oh, I have two children, but they're 45 and 43.
Yes, but how, you have a boy and a girl?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
And then I have six children, and I just found out I'm going to be a great-grandma.
So the path that you took... You chose to take on this disease to save your daughter from having it.
Okay.
In your spiritual path, you said to your team, I could handle me going through this, but I couldn't handle watching my daughter go through this.
Okay. And she did have it for a while.
It's a very brave soul path. You're very impressive. I have a lot of respect for you. You've done a lot spiritually. You're a master. So
well,
suffer
you.
As much as you have and still have. I know you don't feel like it. That's what makes you a master. the humble are always the most spiritual people, and the suffering brings great compassion. But don't worry about the home being lost. I do see this working out in your benefit. Okay, love.
Do you know when she'll be coming, when I'll get her, the roommate?
it's going to depend on you, but you need to repost your ads. You need to get right on it looking for the senior community. But I see somebody by Valentine's Day, I see an interview with you and somebody else.
Okay, okay. Can I just ask you one other thing? Because my boyfriend and I broke up. We saw each other yesterday. But I feel like nowhere in my life is there peace. Do you see us getting back together or having a future, Sunshine? And
what's
sorry,
your
I'm
sign?
Sick. He's a Pisces.
I can tell. You know, you kind of lashed out at him at a certain time, and you got your feelings hurt, so you pulled away from him. So at that time, you just need to make it better the best you can. He's not open yet, but I do see that you'll get back together. But you just need to kind of be humble. You know you weren't being your best self, and you guys both said things you didn't mean.
Yeah, yeah. And I have
apologized.
Yeah,
so you need to reach back. Yeah, just reach back out to him. Keep reaching out to him. Be humble. Tell him you're sorry. Tell him you love him. Do your best, okay?
Okay, okay
all
I
right,
will.
Ms.
Thank
Candy.
You
thank
so
you
much. Thank you.
You're right. Welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, thank you so much. I heard that she was sad, too, when she first called in. I thought this is more than just, like, a really bad hoarse voice and a sickness. Didn't you feel like she was so sad on top of Sunshine and Johnny, on top of all of the hardships financially and all that? So some people just wait till the very last straw to call the psychic. Well, I don't think they should. They need to get with your groups and, you know, pull themselves out. They are not alone. You can help them. You helped her. I mean,
that's
by the time she was off the phone, she was, like, upbeat.
Yeah, I don't just do readings. I read for people once, but then I coach them for a lifetime. So people, I can tell them that they're off track, but still sometimes they need guidance and counseling to help them stay on the right track or go through a breakup or get through the other side. And so that's why I offer the coaching is about half what a reading is, because I've had my same clients now for 13 years because of that.
Yes, because it's not all about, oh, hey, do you see a sign or give me a name or I'm not going to believe it. It's like you really are a counselor. I mean, we're witnessing the counseling. It's working and it's amazing. And you have so many different places people can reach you in social media.
Yes.
Like you make it available for all. You love all. I love what you're doing. But thank goodness you have sunshinefrost.com for everybody to go. That's the home base where they can, like, see where everything you link to everything.
Yeah, I have shows. I just did a show in Savannah. I just did one in Corpus Christi, Texas. I flew back to California. I go back to Austin, Texas in March. Then I'll be in Seattle in June, and then I'll be in Hawaii. I have retreats coming up in Hawaii. I hope you're going to come to one, Barbara. Yeah, it's right on the beach.
I will do a healing one, a grief one. I will send Robin when you go to Seattle. One of my best girlfriends.
Yeah, I'll be in Seattle. Yep, I'll be right.
She loves spirituality. She loves life, laughter, happiness. She will probably go.
You know, actually,
it's interesting.
Because, you know, speaking of retreats and gatherings, I'm going to a gathering on Friday and for singles at the nearest Ruby Tuesdays. And usually I relate to people that are, like, online. But this time it'll be great because I can relate to them in person.
Well, why didn't you ask Sunshine
about that?
I mean, you should ask her that question. I mean, every single time Johnny asks about the business and the company and what he's building and the production. And that's great. And I can't wait till we have that release party show soon with what the Severe Network is doing and with you, Sunshine Frost, on there. So that's exciting. But Johnny, why don't you ask her what's going to happen at this, like, dating thing? That's what I want.
No. I don't want to tell him. I want to keep his hopes up. Let's just let him be a wild man. Johnny loves talking about dating.
He loves talking about romance. Well, anyway, whatever.
He's a romantic. All right, who's next on the list?
Okay. Carla, you are live on the air with Sunshine Frost.
Hi.
Good job, Johnny.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Hi, Sunshine.
pleasure to speak with you. I am trying to sell my condo. I had listed it before. It didn't happen. And so I'm thinking of putting it back on the market this March. I'm wondering what you see around this. Is it a good time to put it on back on the market?
Can I have your age and your sign, sweetie?
Oh, of course. I'm so sorry for that. I'm a Virgo, and I am 58.
Okay. So did you put it on this last year in, like, July?
Yes, I did. It was in the summertime.
Again, you know what? I know you don't want to rent it. I know you, can you rent in the place that you own? Can you lease it, I mean? Not rent it. Can you sublease your condo?
We could, but we prefer to sell.
I know you don't want to. I know that. But do you use this as a vacation rental? Did you use this as a vacation rental?
No, we're actually living here. I am living here, but it's just too expensive to keep, you know,
up with it.
Having. Yeah, it's just really, really, it's too expensive. And I really just want to sell.
Yeah, I do see you selling it. I, again, see a slow market at first. Don't be discouraged. You're going to put it on in March. I, again, see that same July. It's almost a year from the date that you put it on. You're going to get an offer. I do see it being a little bit less. Yeah, I do see you being, you're going to put it on in March, but it's going to sit for just a little bit. And the offer that comes in is going to be a little bit lower than what you want, but I do see it selling. So that's the good news. You'll be out.
So do you think I should wait to not list, because I don't want it to just sit on the, you know, like if there's a lull.
I would wait till summer. If I were May, June, I would wait till summer. That's when people are getting mobile. That's when people are moving. That's when, you know, the world is thawing out again.
See, that's
where
what
are
I was
you
told.
At? Did
I mean,
you say
I tried
in Florida?
That. No, I'm in New York, and I was listed over last summer, and it actually my agent was saying people are away. You know, you have to be realistic. You're not going to get a lot of traffic, and I really didn't.
You're not going to go with the same realtor, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm not. No.
Good.
But that's
it was a lady?
No, it was a man.
Go with the lady
this time. I don't think agents do much, to be honest. They just list it.
They
on
don't.
The end, like,
she didn't. He didn't. He didn't. He didn't. And it wasn't his upscale properties. He kind of, I just don't feel like he promoted your property at all. You need to find a good, and the one that I see selling it is a female. I see her listing it on Marketplace. I see her getting tons of motion. She does YouTube videos, Facebook videos on this property, and I see her getting a lot of, like, traffic to it. So I don't agree with him at all. People do move in the summer. It's well known that 70% of people move between summer and December to get settled in before Christmas. Kids are out of school. People move. I disagree with them. I just don't think he wanted to make excuses for his own lack of actually advertising this property properly.
You know, historically, the best time to sell, they say, in the real estate world is spring. So that's why I thought, okay, fine, I'll wait till March. Like, that's the beginning of spring.
You can do it in March, but I see it selling between May and June.
Okay. Have to be patient. Okay.
Just a little. It's not much. I mean, 30 days difference. You know, it's not too much.
Yeah.
And if you want to promote it yourself, you might even get more interest earlier than that. But again, get the right realtor.
I see
a female helping you.
I was considering just doing it myself for sale by owner, just because I have more control.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, do you think that would be good?
That's up to you. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of contracts. It is a lot of paperwork. I'm not saying to do it or not do it. I do see you working with a female to help you, and I see her being excited to help you, and I see this going really well for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, you need a real estate attorney anyway to do the contracts in New York.
Yeah.
So
you got to realize most of the buyers are going to have a buyer's agent, so it's good to have a seller's agent to protect your interests, I would say.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But I'm excited. It's good. It'll be great for you. It is going to be good. Don't be discouraged. You've been this far. You can do this.
Okay. Thank you. I need that encouragement. Thank you so much. All right.
You're so welcome, Ms. Carla. Thank you, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes. Everybody needs encouragement and all that. That's wonderful. I have followed you now on TikTok at Spirit Sunshine Frost. 110.3K followers you have. Oh, I can't wait.
Grew 1,000. It grew 1,000 since last I checked. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was 109. I don't check my stats. I don't check my stats anymore.
All your stuff grows fast. And
it does grow fast, yeah.
I mean, just...
the YouTube channel is good, too. We have a great YouTube. We have a good YouTube channel. I want to start doing my... There you go. Mm-hmm. But that's okay.
Well, you're always excited about everything. Nothing's too much for you. You are...
No.
An exceptional human being. We are so glad to know you and have you in our community. But before we do whatever we're going to do next, a caller or, you know, talk about music, I want to ask you, what are your live meetings like when you go and do an event? You're traveling all around. You mentioned the cities.
Yes.
What is, can you just describe it really quickly?
Yeah, so I have a event coming up. My next event will be March 22nd through the 24th. It's just a weekend event. It's Thursday is when I get there, do a meet and greet, and then Friday is the meet and greet, and then all day Saturday and all day Sunday. And so that event, I will be doing a reading per person. And then I'll also be doing coachings, mindset coaching, meditations. I'll be teaching people how to pray, how to meditate. I'll be teaching them how to connect to their spirit guides. I'll be teaching them about their guardian angel. And they also get a free 10-minute reading with me that can focus on anything. And then I have a Reiki partner. She does an attunement to help them connect to the healing energies of Christ, to connect to the healing energies of their bodies. So she does a healing on them, and then she teaches them three ways to stay in connection with that healing. It's called a fire and ice. Yeah, so I'm Sunshine Frost, right? So they call me the ice, and her name is Amber Fireheart, so she's fire.
Oh,
so it's called the Fire and Ice Retreat. Yeah, it's in the Sheraton. It's so that's how that one is. I partnered with another person that's been in the One Tribe for about 10 years.
And you
my
get
retreat,
up and meet. And but what is the venue like? Because I found it very beautiful.
It's
very
the Sheraton. It's the Sheraton. We are in the Sheraton, so we rented the ballroom and stuff. So you can stay at the hotel, or you can stay in your own place, or rent an Airbnb, and you can still come to the Sheraton for all of the trainings and coachings.
Oh, that's wonderful. So is all the information about that on your website?
It is. That one is $399. It's my most affordable retreat. It's very affordable.
That
is. $399 in advance. Yeah, and it's $400, $450 the day of. So if you decide to come, it only has space for 20 people. So once the 20 fills up, there is no more spots available because we're doing individual readings and individual healings. We can't get a huge group. We have to do it. It's going to be very inclusive, that group.
Will Mr.
Then
Sunshine
in Seattle,
on your side?
Yeah.
Mr.
So then
Sunshine.
In Seattle, oh, yes, Mr. Sunshine will not be at that one.
No?
No, not at that one.
He came on the show with you and said hi. He's nice. You make a wonderful
call. Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
He teaches on Sunday for our service, so it's me and him together. We teach, we do all our spiritual services together. So you get to meet Mr. Sunshine. He coaches and he preaches and teaches me on Sundays.
Can you sing?
Oh, no, that's me. He doesn't really
okay.
sing on the singer.
Well, I saw that, though. I saw that you sing I thought people were singing with you, like tambourine music and stuff.
So. No? Oh, yes. I'm a drum. Yes. But that wasn't him. That's a different person. He does drums, but he doesn't sing.
Oh, no.
So then our Seattle.
It's festive.
The Seattle retreat. Yes, very festive. I'm a music. He's sound healer. It's called sound healing. We do sound
healing
in our retreat.
That's what I wanted you to describe because I want people to get like you get up and you move. I thought that they're like you do a little bongo, a little, you know, tambourine. You get people going.
So I do that at different retreats. So the one in Seattle is just strictly a show. A show means you buy tickets to the show for $99, and you come and I read for many people. So it's like going to see a very famous psychic, but on a smaller scale. Again, it's at the Sheraton in Seattle by the airport, by SeaTac Airport. There may be 50 people there.
Per reading.
90 minutes. It's a 90-day show.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, 90 minutes, because I do an intro. I talk about spirit. I talk about angels and guides. I do teachings, and then I read randomly from the audience.
Well, that's a great price because people are doing it online or maybe on the phone, and that would be the price. So $99 to see you in person and sit there and have their private reading in person, and there's only 20 people for that amount of days. They're getting a lot.
Well, so this one, the one in Austin is $3.99 for 2 days with me, and they get a private reading. But my show in Seattle is a show. So not everybody will get a reading, but
right,
it'll be random. So
I like that.
Yeah, somebody, exactly. So I'll do like 10 to 11. And then my retreat is in May in Hawaii. I'll be there for 3 weeks. I'll do three separate retreats. They start, you fly on Thursday and you fly out on either Sunday night or Monday. So it's a 4-day retreat. That one will have sound bowls on the beach, sound healing, drumming. We're going to visit the temples. We're going to meditate. We're going to do yoga every morning.
Ooh, I like that. We do readings.
I do healings. Like, it's beautiful. There's like a dolphin encounter. It's everything that a Hawaii vacation should be.
Do they have like a package where they could get the hotel and food, like special food there for your event? Okay, good.
Yeah, so the retreat itself is $1,500 because it's 4 full days with everything included, and then the housing is separate. But that, if you want to book it, it's again at the Sheraton. It's at the Princess Sheraton right on Waikiki, right on, directly on the beach.
Wow.
So if some people want to get an Airbnb, they don't want to stay in the hotel, they can stay in the hotel or they can rent an Airbnb. It's up to them.
The girl that organizes
the retreats, she's a travel agent. So if you go to my website, sunshinefrost.com, there's an email. You just email her, say, hey, I'm interested in the Hawaii retreat. She'll ask you, do you want to book a single room or do you want to share a room with a friend or loved one? She'll book your airfare for you, and you can book that for $99 down. So she finances all of our retreats. You do not have to pay them up front. All of our retreats are financeable.
Johnny, you should save your money for that. I see Johnny enjoying a retreat like that.
I see you doing it too because you're so close. You're in LA. You're right by Hawaii.
I know. I see that too. I see that, and maybe I would be able to meet Johnny for the first time.
I'd love us all three to go. I think that'd be great for all three of us.
And
men and women are
welcome.
I only
want to go there.
And
I need sunshine, okay? I'm tired of the winter. I know I live in Huntington Beach, but it's been cold. And you know what?
I
know it's going to be warm.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
All right,
okay,
ladies.
Well, okay. I don't need to go so much off into that, but everybody, you can find out all that information. And wow, I'm just so glad that we know what we are getting, and thanks for all the details, and you really have me thinking now. So everybody else, go to sunshinefrost.com and, you know, start scheduling your, it's like a healthy vacation, it's like a healthy.
I have a New York date in August of next year. I plan on going to New Jersey, New York, and New Haven, Connecticut. That's just not on the list. It will be happening. It's going to happen in August. The end of August, September, I'm going to be going up to it's called the New England Tour.
That's great. It's
New Jersey, New York, and New Haven, Connecticut. So if you're in one of those areas, I'm going to be putting those on the calendar in the next month. You can actually pre-book your tickets.
Okay. Wow. Well, you are sure doing great. You're doing great things, and I love to hear that. That's so great. I mean, look at
the lineup we
have of callers. Johnny, do we still have people waiting?
Yes, we do. We can go long if you like and get to take some more.
No, go ahead.
Patricia, you are live on the air with Sunshine Frost.
Hi, Sunshine Frost, Barbara. And again, hi, Jenny. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
Yes, Sunshine Frost, it's a pleasure to be talking to you. I spoke to you, of course, about my home and the water damage she told me about. It started a couple of years ago. Here we are. Myself and the attorney has a disconnect. That's been going on for a couple of months here. All her money is in. She's just sitting still on it. She's been into it with the mortgage company and myself. I'm in the process of sending something to the Bar Association in reference to conflicts. Can you tell me when do you see a resolvement, me actually with the money in hand and her so gone out of my life?
Can I get your age and your sign, Miss Tricia?
Yes, 50 Aquarius.
Okay. Let's just see what we got here.
Thank you.
I do remember this, Miss Trish. I do. I remember this. I've talked to you a couple of times. We've always had such good readings, so thank you for coming back again. I appreciate it. So, number one, I see you being involved with a secondary attorney, not her. Did anybody tell you that you might need to get a secondary attorney to help you get her to resign from your case? They don't want to go another attorney. I know that. Yeah, they don't want to do it.
I tried to get rid of her but get another attorney. So I seeked out about three, but you do have to let them know someone is representing you. So every time it seems like I give them her information, I don't hear from them. So I don't know if she's been sabotaging that.
She has been 100% sabotaging them, absolutely. Mm. That's why she's sitting on this, too, because there's, like, bad feelings about this because you're trying to remove her, which she feels like is taking her money, but you're sitting over here in a desperate situation without any help, and you are using her to alleviate this situation, and she's not doing her job.
Yep.
I'm turning
it over to the bar.
Yeah. You've already talked to her, and you've tried to talk to her, and you've tried to talk to her, and now she's not even really taking your calls, correct?
It's probably mutual. I want to text. I don't even want to talk to her on the phone because she treats me like she's cross-examining me, so I can't really get out what I need to. She's using her skills as an attorney, so it's better for me to email her and it keeps a paper trail.
You know, it's so true, and I know that this is going to be redundant, but Spirit, Spirit wants me to tell you to pray for her. I know you don't want to hear that. I know nobody ever does, but pray for her to have a change of heart. I know it's hard. I'm telling you, I'm not trying to preach to you, but Spirit is telling me, tell her to pray for her and tell Spirit to give her the day she deserves. Like, put this on her heart that this is really something so necessary and that you're deeply in need of her talent and her services, that you really need her. And I want you to try to write a letter to her, totally different tone than what you have written, and say, I really need your help. I really need your services. Like, my life, my house, and everything is in shambles. I don't understand the process. Could you please just explain it and help me? Because I'm very desperate to need that help right now. I know you don't want to do that. I know you have tried to do that, but Spirit is telling me to do it again. Okay?
So the house has been fixed.
No, but the money and the attorney, I understand that. But the situation that she's put you in, nobody can get you out of it really but her or the Bar Association.
Okay.
So I still want you, this is karmic is what I'm saying. I want you to clear any karmic debt you've created with this woman because you want her out of your life. Okay. Even when she's done with your case, there'll still be bad karma. Clear the karma. That's the first thing I want to say. Secondly, I don't see anything, any movement on this until the end of March. So we're talking like a month and a half.
Even after I turn it over to the Bar Association?
Especially if you turn it over, they're still going to sit on this. It's not like they just have their door open. They've always got cases backlogged sitting no matter what. Someone may get back to you. Right. Someone may get back to you, but everything is litigious. Like, The Bar Association is attorneys. The one that they're dealing with is an attorney. Everybody in between that's a judge was an attorney, and they're very litigious, and they know how to stretch anything out and keep it in red tape for years. So even if we get a response by March, that's actually pretty quick for the Bar Association. So I would still try to write to her. I know you're done with her. You want to wash your hands. You're fed up. You're disgusted. I know that. But none of that will help you get resolution.
Okay.
So I want you to go back to this from square one, from a different perspective. Ask her to help you. Tell her that you need her help. See what you can do. Sugar gets a lot more bees than vinegar. But again, I do think you should report this. If she doesn't answer back within 48 to 72 hours, go ahead and turn everything over to the Bar Association 100%. That clears your karmic debt. And like I said, I see movement on this in March.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, love. I appreciate it. Yes, ma'am, Ms. Tricia. God bless.
Sunshine, would you mind staying a little bit longer and maybe helping Barbara out with that music question and maybe doing one more caller?
Sure.
Okay. Good.
Oh, thank you, Johnny. He did not forget. You know what, Sunshine, you spent a lot of time with me, and it's just, remember, we had the hosts, Donnie and Barbara, had two questions for you, and then we went into the whole thing about my mom. So I know you already spent a lot of time with me, and thank you, because that is my reading right there. So, you know, the music thing, just give me like 30 seconds. That's all I need. Thanks.
Okay. You're welcome. So do you want me to do yours right now, love, or you want me to do the callers
first? I'm a Leo,
first?
By the way. Well, just like a minute or 30 seconds, whenever you want, at the end,
ask
or
the,
if you want to do the callers first?
I want to do the callers first, and we'll end with yours if that's okay.
Yes, but I think we have more than
one caller.
Just, you know, hey, everybody, we don't know how much time Sunshine Frost has. We do have her back.
Let's do another 10 minutes.
We may have to wait, and maybe we're so lucky tonight. I don't know. It's up to Sunshine.
They can always come on the show tomorrow. They can always come on the show tomorrow or book a private reading as well. And you can win free readings on my lives by subscribing to my channel. I do free readings every day.
So perfect, because we're already running over. So like one more minute for me at the very end before we say goodnight. That's all. So who's the next caller?
Oh, the next caller?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was screening while you were talking. Jessica, you are live on the air with Sunshine Frost.
Hi, Sunshine.
Hi, Jessica.
Hey. So I'm 46, and I'm a Cancerian.
Okay.
My question is this. I went on an interview for a leadership coach position. And there's been a week delay or so because they had, like, somebody new on the team start, and that person needs to possibly interview me. So I wanted to know, like, and also in the meantime, over that last week, my healing business has picked up. So I'm wondering if you see me doing this, getting this leadership coach position and doing my business, or is it one or the other, or?
It's definitely one or the other, because when your energy with the coaching would be great, but it's not your life path. So the leadership coaching will be good. It's not your life path, though. The healing work is your life path, and that is where you're going to make the most money in the long run, okay? So in the long term, building your business as a healer, it's very, very important because you can branch out in so many directions. I want to really encourage you to stay on that life path because money is not enough for somebody like you that thrives to help others and that needs to feel like they're making people's lives better. Money is not going to hold a candle to being able to feel successful in your own right as a healer. I see a second interview with the leadership coaching. You can do both. I do see two more interviews with you for the leadership coaching, and I see that taking a little bit more time, but I see the healing business going very well.
Yeah, you know what? You're right with the two, because it is supposed to be two more interviews, and I really need some base income coming in. So the healing business is not there to support me right now. That's why I was really hoping to get this job.
I still see you doing both, but again, work your business. Don't let it work you. Be
okay.
on there night and day. Promote yourself. You don't promote yourself very much. You're really expecting that, you know, people are going to come find you. You've got to get those cards, hand them out every day. Be on live, get on Facebook, talk about your business. Be on Marketplace, advertise your business. Go to places where there are recovery centers, tell them what you do. Go to hospice, tell them what you're doing. You've got to really, you know, you think you don't work for someone else. When you work for yourself, you are both your advertising team. You're your boss. You're the corporate district manager, your distribution. You have to really run it. I mean, not just sit and wait. You've got to bring the business in by the horns, as they say.
Oh, wow. I thought that I have been doing a lot of that, but now you're saying do more, actually, because Spirit was pushing me like the last maybe 3 months, 4 months. Was really pushing me. I've been going to networking events, but now you're saying, like, hey, go to these other places, too.
I'm saying do what feels right, but just don't take a back seat in your business. Just stay active. And remember, it's a numbers game, so it does take time. Even if you do everything right, you're 6 weeks away from where you were. So whatever you do today, 6 weeks from now is when that money comes to you. So it's a six-week delay usually. 6 weeks to 2 months delay in any business from the time that you start manifesting through energy and the time that it starts horseshoeing back to you, okay?
Okay, yeah, because I've really been pounding it out, and I'm like, okay, show me the money, let's go.
People All are right. waiting for their tax returns, they're waiting for this and that. Christmas just happened, give them a little grace, but... Again, I see the two interviews, and I see the healing business taking off. Try to brand yourself not as just the healer, but try to, like, create a niche. What type of healer are you? What do you use, you know? Try to make yourself as unique as possible in the industry.
So I've been doing dating and relationship healing, and I was kind of considering maybe leaving that. But just recently, people have been, like, back interested in that. So... Is that old energy or
so
is that like
I no, that's good energy, but I would be teaching along with that like free seminars on emotional intelligence. I'd be teaching free seminars like half an hour seminars on like fighting fair. I would be teaching seminars on how to attract your soulmate. I'd be teaching, you know, because what happens is I could go out myself personally as a coach, which I am. I might go to a seminar at hospice, which I do, on easing their, or, you know, crossing over, or I have one that's called Whispers from Heaven. I have one that's called Dealing with Grief, Surviving Death. I have different seminars, and out of those seminars, I get about a 50% retention rate on my clients. So people that ordinarily wouldn't have booked with me will book with me because they get the free seminar, and they get to like me or get to see value in what I do. So I'm not saying do more. I'm just saying do it with more strategy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not about doing more. It's about doing it more with strategy so that whatever energy you expound is going to bring back or duplicate more towards you.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
It's been up in mind,
yeah.
So you're confirming all of that. Okay. Ooh, it's a
Absolutely.
Lot of work. I never thought it would be so much as work as it is, but I'm finally starting to see some returns, so thank God for that.
I mean, businesses are always the most amount of work because there's no one to push you or promote you. You have to be the one. To me, doing what I love and helping the world with my gift is never going to be too hard because it's what I was sent to do, and you've got to look at your healing, your coaching, as these people have soul contracts with you that you agreed to do before you came here, and so you must activate into this path, and you need to do this work because it becomes valuable to you spiritually as well.
Okay. Right, like cash in on those soul contracts because they're waiting for me. And
they're waiting
versa.
For you. They need you. Yeah, if you give up just because you get... Believe me, jobs are just as discouraging, if not more. Go work for someone else for a couple years and see them make the 80% while you make the 20%, and you go home tired every day, and you don't get those, you never get the payout because there's always a glass ceiling when you work for someone else. So again, when you're not doing what you're supposed to do, you will always feel tired and exhausted. But when you do a job you love, you never really work a day in your life.
Okay. So when do you actually see, like, this offer with the leadership coaching thing, the corporate coaching? Because, again, like, I'm a little bit...
February.
You know,
February.
Okay. Okay. Which is fun. That's 2 weeks away. Early
February?
I didn't
say the beginning. I just say February. I don't know. They don't show me. They just said... I just saw Valentine's stuff up on the walls.
Okay.
I don't know. I know it's around Valentine's. I just see the Valentine's Day stuff, so that's what your guide showed me.
Okay. All right.
But
awesome.
They actually made things difficult. I just want to say they did make things difficult on purpose because they knew you would give up if it was if you had it too easy, you would give up and you would just work for someone else. So that's why they made it a little harder for you to get a job because they really want you to do this.
Oh, you know what? This has been a longstanding yes, frustration for me for the last, like, 2 years. I've been running myself in circles trying to get a job. And
because you're not supposed to.
Like
a business will go out of business or they'll lay off. Yeah, they don't want you to work because you have a soul contract. If you're working for other people, you're not doing your journey, your soul journey.
Yeah, but then, you know, I was always yelling at them because I was like, well, then make it easier for me with my business to bring in money because I need to be able to support myself.
But it can't be about money either. Spiritual work can never be about money or you complicate it. If you make it about help, say every morning to your guides, I just want to help as many people as possible and so be it, okay? Then your business will flourish because you're not making it about – you do a spiritual work for monetary – profit, you'll never win. You have to do spiritual work for the spiritual work, and then the money will come. It can't be the other way ever.
Well, I haven't been able to support myself with housing. Like, my parents are paying for my place right now, so that's been,
it's an energy. Whenever you're in lack or scarcity, you send a signal to the universe to stay in lack and scarcity. When you say, I want to help as many couples, as many people as I can, let that be my goal, the money will come, I promise.
Okay.
I've coached 36,000 other psychics, mediums, and coaches into six digits, and they start with square one is don't make it about money. That's like rule number one. Even though we all need money, if you make it about money, then you are not going to get the soul contracts you need.
Okay. Okay.
All right,
awesome.
My dear.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you very much, Sunshine Frost, for taking care of so many of our callers tonight. Wow. You were amazing, as usual. I'm so excited about all of these things. I've been looking through your TikTok. I already signed up for my newsletter because I am now a member of the One Tribe.
Yay, I'm so excited. thank you.
BZ on TikTok. When I followed you on TikTok and I saw that you were the first one, 110K plus followers, then the next one under you is still a lot. It's like 6,000, but they add a number. So everybody make sure you're following the top real TikTok for Sunshine Frost. And it was so easy. I clicked your link. It took me to your website. It says, you know, would you like to be a member of the One Tribe? I think Life, Laughter, Happiness already is, but I personally am now too, which is wonderful. Your tribe. You love all people. Everybody is accepted. And my girlfriend brought me a little Buddha. It is a figurine for Christmas. And it reminds me of my grandma because she used to have these figurines all around her place. So you turn it around. It's a funny joke, everybody. You turn it around and the wood carving is of something else. And it's not a body part, okay? it is a body part, but of the hand, okay? And it is hilarious. You got it right away. Didn't you, Sunshine?
Yes.
I'll have to send a picture to Johnny. But anyway, thank you so much. I really thoroughly enjoyed you tonight, as did so many people. And we went over a lot of everything you're doing. But again, just go to your website and it will guide you through all of your events that are coming up and how to book them all. And yes, it would be good for me, Sunshine. I would love to. A, I love you. I love what you stand for. I love what you're doing. You're such a strong woman. You persevered through a lot, and you are raising wonderful children. You have a wonderful Mr. Sunshine by your side. And anyway, we're just grateful for you, and we wish you the best for 2024. I guess we just
have always excited
to say, and that is my thing. I mean, do you see anything just with music, like with me? Do you have any vision or like anything at all?
So you're wanting to do more music. You sing and you love music and you'd like to be involved with it more. Is that correct?
No, I do not have a singing voice. It is not singing. Yes, you are right. I do sing. I love singing. But no. Nobody wants to hear that, okay? It has not to do with the singing.
I don't actually see you so involved with music. When you said music, I was actually kind of shocked because I see you doing something else with social media. I still see you being very prolific with social media, and you haven't quite figured it out, but once you do and get a promoter, you're going to grow and grow and grow. Like
well,
this podcast and any other podcast.
Can
you repeat that, Ms. Barbara?
Do you see an instrument? Do you see me playing? Because, you know, I am a trained musician, but in school. And what I have recently just taken up, okay, I did take up something, Sunshine, and it is truly making me very happy and fulfilled. I have no goals, and this is what I want to get on your TikTok deal and, you know, pick your brain about, because it's like when I don't have a goal, I'm doing it just for fun, I move too slow with it, and you're probably not picking up the vibration because I haven't even practiced for a few days, and it's like, I need help.
It's okay, though.
I want
to
do
it. It's okay to take it slow. It's okay to do that. You are a very successful person, and you've worked very hard in your life to be where you're at. Life right now, you're kind of coasting, and that's okay. I don't just see you playing an instrument. I see you doing many things with your social media, playing your instrument on social media, being involved in that.
That's what I want to
music,
do. Okay. You just figured it out for
me.
That's
not really
purpose.
Music. It's you're going to talk. You're going to tell your story. You're going to tell stories about different people. You're going to do interviews. So it's not just music. That's going to be kind of like, you know, you see me going to the gym every day. I'm on this gym thing right now where people are watching me work out. I have a son that is on the spectrum a little bit. He's 15. He wants to get involved in fashion and modeling. And so I'm taking him to the gym every morning at 5 a.m. We get up, go to the gym. Of course, I'm not a gym rat. That's not what I do. But they're going to see that part of my story in the TikToks and in the Facebook. You're the same way. You're a very dynamic person. I do see you playing music, but it's not about music. It's really about Barbara.
Okay. I think you're dead on. And you know what? I had this idea, and I just kind of lost it, but I was going to make a little jingle for Life After Happiness and play, because I did pick up the drums. I have an electric drum set. I can read music. I am studying it, and I have an instructor I go to their place once a week, and I never miss it, and I practice, and then I was just thinking, you know what, geez, I'm kind of struggling, like, learning the song by heart, because I can play the music when I read the sheet music, which is so interesting to me, to dissect it, the timing and count, and I just love the intricate involvement, and my brain, I did it for my brain, it connected a lot of, you know, from all the connections we have, you know. So I just did.
It's sound
my
healing for
your
soul.
Funny. What was that?
I said this is the sound healing, but on yourself. That's beautiful.
Thank you. And that's why I'm doing it. But I have no goal. I don't. It's not like I want to be in a band.
You don't
I'm
need
to.
You don't need to. Let spirit just guide you. That's the thing about spirit. I know that last caller, even her, it was very hard for her to hear what I was saying, because she's very goal-driven. And when I tell her, you know, when you work with spirit, you can you need to let spirit set your goals, not you set the goals to spirit. Because when you're being inspired, inspiration doesn't work through that way. Inspiration comes in its own path, and sometimes it comes in boosts. And you're having a big boost of inspiration, Barbara, 100%. You're having a huge boost since about October of last year.
You feel
it's finally starting to, 100%, yeah, definitely. I definitely feel it.
Thank you. You are right a lot about the social media, too, because the drums actually are clicking my brain to, like, oh, my gosh, I get that. That's so simple. Like, oh, that's connected and all that. I've been doing the reels. I have the money I make from that goes straight to the car payment. And I'm like, wow, that was easy. I'm hardly even doing it. What if I do more? And you know what I mean? And it's clicking and connecting,
yes,
and keeping the settings correct. I mean, it is our business. This is our business. Be in control of it. So we're constantly learning. So thank you so much for the encouragement, because I really do think the drums go hand in hand with what I'm doing in life. And you know what? We all need our own kind of thing that is fun for us, that fulfills us. Even if it's a hobby, don't we just, I mean, we're not just bringing up children and they get everything. We need to be fulfilled too.
Absolutely. Your children would choose that for you. Your spirit guides would choose that for you. So 100%, absolutely, you're right.
And that's a whole nother show, everybody, because I wanted to ask you, like, how do we choose and why do we choose and how could we be better choosers next time? Like, you know, some of the callers need to really know before they pass. So there's so much to talk to you about. Thank you so much, Sunshine, again. Thank you, Johnny. It was a wonderful show. We appreciate you going over time for our callers, and thanks everybody for calling in. And anything else you want to say before we go, Sunshine?
Thank you guys so much for stepping forward in faith to just receive what your spirit guides have. Remember that you have the opportunity to always speak to spirit and your loved ones, your angels, guides, and you know, your higher self. They all hear you. So just talk to source, stay faithful, stay hopeful most of all, guys. Don't let the world get you down. And tune in to Good Morning Sunshine. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Thanks for guiding us through it all.
Thank you so much, Johnny. Have a great night, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Good night.